the name of the Lord. Amen. Carla, we started with the Bible verse from you. Philippians 4, verse 7. That was good. Uitstappen, to step out to the Lord. That is the theme of the year of our church. For when you stay on a place where you stand, you will not have fortune. They will, but you have to move. And you may be a witness. And I bless also a blessing for your Lord in America. I have a picture. I am there with Miriam, my wife. Miriam. And this is a hockey team from my son, and we were there always to give him power and to help them and to call our words over them on the fields when they were afraid, and we might be there always at his side. There's another picture. Casper, stand there also, and he heard it. And they need help, and they need power to play the match. And we need also help to play our match in our life. What have I to do? Where am I busy with? Maybe my child say, yes, I have to play hockey, but that my parents want to do me to do this. But every day I think it is good that you will have a direction from God and that he will give us help. And this morning I will talk about that, the help of God. A Bible story from Jesus. He was his coach for his disciples, and he would give energy to them every day. We are given to each other, we are talking with each other, we pray for each other, and sometimes we are alone. And when we are alone, we may be sure that we get power from the Lord. He is there. We will read from John 21. John 21. Jesus and the miraculous catch of fish stand above the story. Afterward, Jesus appeared again to his disciples by the Sea of Tiberias. It happened this way. There were Simon Peter, Thomas, called Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee, and two other disciples were together. And he said that, I am going to fish, said Peter. We will go also. So they went out and got into the boat, and that night they caught nothing. Early in the morning, Jesus stood at the shore, but the disciples didn't realize that it was Jesus. He called to them, friends, have you any fish for me? No, they answered. He said, throw your net in the right side of the boat and you will find some. when they did it, they were unable to hold the net in because of the large number of fish. And he said, "It's the Lord," said Jesus, said Peter. As soon as Simon Peter heard him say, "It's the Lord," he wrapped the outer his garments and around him and had taken it off, he jumped into the water. And then when he came to the shore, he saw a fire, burning coals there with fish on it and a great bread. And Jesus said, "Bring some of your fish you have just caught." There were 153, but even with so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." And nobody dared not to ask him, "Who are you?" He knew it was the Lord. And Jesus came, took the bread and gave it to them, and did the same with the fish. This was now the third time Jesus appeared, after he was risen from the dead. The third time. And the disciples thought, "Who? Jesus is not with us anymore. What have we to do now?" They have seen him sometimes, but what are you going to do then? And Jesus said, Peter said, "I'll go to fish, as I always did." And they said, "Okay, we go." And they went out, got in the boat, and the whole night they caught nothing, no fish. There's also something which says, there happens nothing. And they see somebody on the shore, about 80 meters, and it is a little bit dull. There is a misty, and they couldn't see really who it was. And I think it is beautiful, there is one that knows that you are there. One was there. John said, "It's the Lord, it's the Lord." He had known the voice of Jesus. And then they went out of the boat, and they go and sit on the shore. This story we will think about to Jesus, that he will give us power every day. He is always with us. Three things I think about. The story of the disciples from that moment, in that situation, and we may learn something about it in this time. It is a different time, but we are also disciples from him. And maybe something we are anxious, but we know he is there. And the first thing that happens in verse 5, he called out to him, "Friends, have you any fish?" They answered, "No." And then he said, "Throw your net on the right side of the boat." The first thing Jesus will do, he will give us direction what to do. And that this words from him will give you, just as we stand there at the hockey field and they said, "There must you, you must be there." And Jesus said to the people, to his disciples, "You must do this and this." And so now it is the Holy Spirit that is in you, will help you to hear the voice of the Lord. And he will give you directions, clear direction, clear words for you. And you can understand him when you are loved and know you are loved by him. John recognized the voice of the Lord. He didn't see who it was, but he heard his voice. Maybe I saw something, but he heard the voice of the Lord. And Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. And they, my sheep will hear my voice. And God will give you his voice. Some great things to do or small things, but we may hear the Lord, his voice. In your ears, in your head. Paulus says that the Holy Spirit make clear that he may not go to Asia. He must go in another direction. He heard his voice clearly from Jesus. The second thing that happens there, in what Jesus gives us, he says, through this also, count your blessings. The net was full of fish, well, 153, but the net could hold it. That they know exactly the fish, so the number. That is amazing. The fishes take the net, and in the boat, and the little ones they throw back in the sea, and the big ones they keep. And it is not because and they see fish and bread there. No, they have. He says, Jesus said it is important that you do your work good and tell the fish. 153. That is important that we really realize that God will bless us exactly in things. And there is time to realize, to tell, to count the fish. Oh, praise the Lord, my soul, and never forget his blessings. That is a song, Psalm 103. My grandmother said, he said also, count your blessings. Do you know that? Yes, more people know it. Count your blessings. In counting your blessings, you will realize that you are dependent in that what we are given, in that what happened. Tell your count your blessings, count your blessings. When we will give us his word, his voice, count your blessings. The fish that they caught will count by the other fish that were there already. Jesus had already a fish. And he will take them above that. And it's also in my life. In all the things I do, I count my blessings and I take it with me to him. And he will take it. With the things he has already. He will take my things. From my work, from my what I do. All the things I may bring to him. That helps me. When I do not know what to do, I can bring it to him. And then to the third point. Calls them for dinner, to eat together. Early in the morning, it was not the dinner, it was the breakfast. The man had worked hard, and he said, come on, to breakfast, we will eat. And we will eat together. And there is a moment after the breakfast that Jesus says something to Peter, and a moment where the people, this disciple, get food. He will give the bread, and you would. The bread is the living word. We cannot live from bread and bread alone, but from all the words that give God to us bread from him. We may eat every morning as breakfast. Did you do that this morning? Breakfast from God. In Acts, the book, there is a story of a Stephanus. And he preached the word, and when he will be stoned, then Paulus stands there, and in Acts 7, verse, and Steve said things that, he said, Moses was with the people in the desert, and an angel spoke to him, he was given the living words from God. Living words. Stephanus brings the word again to the people there in Acts. The Torah are bringing life. The words of God brings life. But without the words you cannot live. Without the word of God, without the bread of God, you cannot live. That gives life. So you have a good start every day in the morning at the breakfast. The boys we saw there at the hockey field, they had breakfast, but sometimes they said, I have not have breakfast this morning. Why not? Yeah, I had no time. And they must play the match, but they need the energy from breakfast with the match. We need also energy from God. Even these children who had to play hockey, they had to go without. Sometimes they have no time. Are people who they know also that they have no time to eat breakfast with God. They say, okay, later on the day I will eat, I will pray, I will hear the word. And you can take the energy at another moment of the day, but on this story I learn that it is important to start with breakfast with the Lord every day. That is something for us. Yes, that is something. Start every day with the Word of God, the living Word, in our busy world. And therefore I have five tips, five directions to give to you. To choose every day to take the breakfast with God. And that I give also a direction to us. Breakfast in which we may count our blessings. Five directions. First, make a choice. Make the choice every morning to read the Bible. I choose for this. And what I will listen to his voice in the morning. Who did this? Yes, I did. Many, many of them. Yes. Good. But it is a choose. We may choose this. For before we think it comes always things and situations. The second one is choose a place to get the breakfast with him. For us it is at the table. Every morning I sit there, I read in my Bible. That is my place where I in the morning have breakfast with the Lord. There I have these moments. Take a choice, take a place. Every morning the same place, together maybe, or but together with the Lord, or you're alone, or with your wife or family. You are free when you will do it. Some people do it later on the day. My advice is to do it in the morning, early in the morning. That is the moment that Jesus brings words to me. I advise you to do it in the morning, then the whole day is before, lays before you, and you have already to take it into the whole day. Man, but you may choose. Choose a time with the Lord. For the name. Name. Yes. Moses chooses place and gave it a name. Outside the camp, he took a place from his shelter and gave the name the meeting place, the meeting shelter. Outside the camp, there he heard the voice of God. It is not strange that we go the same way, that we gave our place a name. I call it table moment, but okay, that is my table moment at the hook of the table. I sit there every morning. Give it a name. Give the place a name. Choose, take a place, give it a name. No. Will you have your place in the in this world, a leader's place or something of do, with you will know more of the Holy Spirit, then you have to had to have a place, a breakfast with the Lord. Otherwise, how can I start with the verse if I not have got the energy of the Lord, of the word of the Lord? It is simple, but it is very important that we have breakfast with the Lord in the morning, but then can I lead my life as a disciple from him. Take this choice, choose the place, the name, give it a name. It can also be at the midday or evening, but take a place, take a time, give it a name, and that it may be a normal normal grow of your life, that you do it every day. This is a planning in your life. What is the time? My oma had a pendula, a clock. And they could know the time always. So, this story from the disciples with the fish and Jesus. They are loosed, they feel lost, but they came to Jesus and he took the breakfast with them. And that we now may go into this new week having had breakfast with the Lord, and that you every morning choose to have breakfast with the Lord. In my years, in my life, it helped me to learn, know the voice of the Lord. If I do not know how God speaks and what his words are, how can I then hear the voice if I have not experienced any time. It, God will show us things that He is truthful, faithfulness, and then I can count my blessings. Otherwise, if I have not had that meeting, then it is difficult to count. But now I can count. And you may find that place every morning that you can go on in the day. And after that, be active to go with energy, feed by the Lord, that you know I am blessed. And I wish you such a life. Then you can follow Jesus, hear His voice and do what He wants to do under His leading. And it will be normal. And He is there. He will give you the energy, the will to do it. We did it also with the boys there on the field. We gave them direction. And now they are greater than me, longer, bigger men. And we know that time, and she know that time, that they got direction from us. We will sing a song and I will ask the band to come in front of us. We will sing our longings, the truth from our hearts to Him. It is a choice. We can choose this day to do every day breakfast with Him, to take breakfast with Jesus. If you read His word, and this word you take this verse in your heart, in your thinkings, and to share it with other people that day, you will count your blessings. You will lead your life with Him. And He knows your life from the morning to the evening. Take a place, a time, give it a name, and develop that use every day. Together we will pray, and if you think, maybe this is something for me, and I have heard the word, and if you take the decision to move with Him, you can stand up, and we will pray. Father, thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you will give us energy and direction every day. That you give us food, but it is a choice from ourselves. We will be active for you, and we will see you working in our life. But we can only do it in a relation with you, not from our own power, but the power of you. And the moments which we had with you will give us power. Your living words will feed us. And that we then can share it to other people. And as we are here this morning, and we want to take that choice to, in this new weeks, every day, and if we choose that, we may will say that we may stand up if we want to have that choice. And if you hear it, do that. Take your net and throw it out at the right place, at the right side of the boat. I will go with you, Jesus, if you take that choice. Thank you, Lord. You love us. You know us, everybody. Here is my heart, Lord. Here is my heart.